And to finish this week, question of the week time. And Hannah Critchlow has been finding out how to make a bit of space in her kitchen.
This week, we're brought down to earth. Logan wrote in with this question, asked here by Georgie.
I want to be a space scientist when I grow up. First, I want to do an experiment at home. I want to find out if we can grow plants on Mars. So to test this, how can I make a small Mars at home?
So, can you make a miniature Martian environment in your kitchen and try and grow plants in it?
My name's Chris McKay. I'm a planetary scientist with NASA Ames Research Center. I'm interested in Mars and particularly the question of life on Mars. The question for today is, can plants grow on Mars and how could we simulate that here on Earth? Well, I think there's two parts to that question. The first part is the soil on Mars. Could plants grow in that soil? Well, the best analog we have on Earth for Mars soils is volcanic rocks, soils that have been produced from volcanic rocks. So we could go to Iceland or Hawaii and collect some soils that have come from ground-up volcanic rocks and use those as Mars analogs. And folks have done that. It's a pretty easy experiment to do. Try it. I think you'll find that most plants will grow fine in that kind of soil. The other question, though, is about the environment of Mars. The temperature is very low. The atmosphere is very thin. And the atmosphere is carbon dioxide, very different from Earth's atmosphere. We can simulate those in the laboratory, of course, with a vacuum chamber and a big freezer. You can get a sense of how to simulate those at home in your freezer. It's cold, not as cold as Mars, but almost as cold as Mars, and certainly too cold for plants to grow. We can also simulate the low pressure by taking a small jar, putting water in it, boiling the water, which would drive off the air, drive away the air, fill the atmosphere with water. If we then seal the small jar and cool it, the water will condense, creating pressures very much like the atmosphere of Mars. So we can create low-pressure environments, put it in the freezer, now you have low-pressure cold. If we wanted to have CO2 in that as well, instead of water, maybe we could try something like carbonated drink, like Sprite. Then as it boils, it'll put out water and CO2, dries away the air, we seal it, the water condenses, creating the low pressure, and there's a small amount of CO2 left. Voila, a little bit of Mars. In the freezer, low pressure, cold. Plants won't grow in that. We know that in order for plants to grow, it's got to be a little thicker, a little warmer, maybe something in the refrigerator instead.
So it is possible, to some degree, to emulate a miniature Martian environment at home. And on the forum, Clifford Kay and Evan AU add that, although not strictly speaking a plant, Antarctic-dwelling lichens can cope with low temperatures. Next up, we question everlasting love.
Hello, Naked Scientist. This is Michael from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. With divorce rates being over 50%, is monogamy for humans a natural need, which is nature, or a societal concern, which would be nurture?
So many other species have multiple partners, but are humans meant for monogamy? What do you think about that one? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow. That's it for this week. Thank you very much to our guests, Simon Green from the Open University, Rick Tumlinson of Deep Space Industries, Chris Lewicki from Planetary Resources, and Alan Jackson from Cambridge University. The production this week was by Hannah Critchlow and by Ben Vowsler. Next time, we're tugging on your scientific heartstrings to celebrate the science of love. Do try and join us. This programme comes to you from Cambridge University, and The Naked Scientist is supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.